So we're talking about these celebrities who are 83 years old, looking like a homeless man. This is Al Pacino having a kid at 83 years old with his 29-year-old girlfriend.
Man, fuck you. All I have to say is those type of people, even if they don't know it, or the rest of the world doesn't know it, they're blessed and they're fucking taking advantage of it.
And shoving it in everybody's face through the tabloids.
Yeah, and that just goes to show you what people can do and who can be of influence or whatever.
Well, yeah, it's a total influence. These people are influencing people to, like, have kids when they're about ready to die. We're on death's doorstep, shoving it in people's faces because they're a bunch of self-righteous narcissists.
Shoving it in a twat.
They're just letting everybody know, like, hey, everybody, like, I'm still busting nuts.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most, like, self-righteous alpha male narcissistic move you can make, dude. It's like, fuck my progeny.
I'm a virile old man.
Yeah, who's still busting nuts.
And women my grandkids' age.
Yeah, like 29 years old. And Robert De Niro did the same thing just recently. He had like another, he's like 80 years old and like had a kid.
Well, that movie I just watched, what was it? It was Dirty Grandpa.
Robert De Niro.
Yes, starred Robert De Niro. And his whole thing was dating a 30-year-old woman.
See, they're just like, they're bringing down the fabric and of our society by, like, promoting it in the movies and then living it out in real life, supposedly.
He was just preaching this shit in the movie, like, he really felt it or something.
He's pulling an Al Pacino, what can we say, you know?
Yeah. I mean, totally.
Boy, Scarface, dude. Yeah. I was like looking at Al Pacino. It looks like a mugshot for a homeless man who like pissed on a public building and got caught or something. He just looks like, I mean, what does this 29-year-old woman see in this guy? He looks homeless. It's like a homeless mugshot, dude.
Seriously, I mean,
he's got no shame, obviously.
What is the attraction? This kind of drives me nuts because my dad is almost 80.
Yeah.
And he hangs out with a young girl named Candy.
It's like a thing that's old. There's women out there that are into older men. You know, it's like, what can you say? They like older men. That's their thing. That's what gets them off. Whatever, you know.
It's fucked up, man.
Well, maybe it isn't to them, obviously. They're impregnating these women, dude.
Well, you just have to know where people line their goals and their collaboration with God to live a good life.
I'm sure they believe that God is leading them to this 29-year-old woman. They think it's a blessing of God, you know?
Indeed.
Like, praise God, yeah, it's like a impregnated 29-year-old and look like a homeless man.
little does he know how condemning that behaviorally
it's not of the Lord, ultimately. That's not what a man of God does in his older ages of life.
No.
That's not that is what a man of this world does. A man who has gained the whole world and forfeited his soul does.
Yes.
I'm sorry, we're going in the preacher mode. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. May his soul be damned to the fires of hell. Rain hellfire on his soul for his wickedness. His narcissistic, self-loving soul of his. Condemn him to the gallows of hell. Yes, that's exactly what needs to happen to him. Both these guys, dude. Meet the fuckers. Remember that? Robert De Niro movie, Meet the Fuckers?
Yeah.
With Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
It's like totally like Meet the Fuckers, dude. It was just a play on words. Everybody knew what it really meant, you know?
Yeah. It's okay. That movie's alright.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of shifting my guts about Robert De Niro. He's like one of the best, and now I do not feel the same about him knowing about all this.
Well, yeah, with the movie you saw, and then like me collaborating it with the story of him and Al Pacino, like, still impregnating, like, and that's just like, to me, that's just like an ultimate sign of like your self-righteousness, because it's just like, that kid is never gonna know his father. That kid's gonna be 6 years old and you're gonna be dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's never gonna know you. That's just bullshit, dude.
Not to mention what he could know viewing that time would not be ideal.
Yeah, and obviously, dude. I mean, yes. Couldn't have said it better myself.
If he does get the chance and he would kick the bucket.
It's just bullshit, dude. It's just, once again, it's like, this is what a man who has gained the whole world and forfeited his soul would do in life.
And
I'm sorry, dude. Like,
and this is how it perpetuates.
Oh, yeah, it perpetuates.
Because the mother and the son are set up now.
Well, dude, financially, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And that's probably the way he looks at it. It's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, like, bless this kid, I guess, for the rest of his life. Maybe, maybe not.
Well, to me, that they did a prenup like that would have, like, a parting gift or something. I'll take care of you for suck of my dick in my 80s.
I'm sure it has something stipulation along those lines, yes. Indeed, but what we're just trying to really bring to light is, like, this is not what, like, a man of God would do.
No.
That's just ultimately what we're breaking it down as, is, like, this is, like, actually something that is being glorified in society that is really, like, actually kind of freaking lame.
I don't think there's many men of God right
now. I don't think so either. It's pretty safe to say. I mean, we're just, like, we're just breaking it down and saying, hey, we would actually like to take the side of the man of God and be like, I don't think, I wouldn't want to be doing this, like, at 80 years, because I was like, I want to have a connection to my son, my seed, you know?
I don't want to do that 41.
I know, and you got the same situation right now with your own son, and you're saying, hey, like, just because I'm handicapped, I still should have the right to be connected to my son, you know? You want an opportunity with your son. This guy's like, hey, I'm about ready to peace out, and I'm going to have a kid, and...
Yeah. Exactly. I wish someone could explain this to Aubrey. That I actually want the life of my son.
That's great, and that's the way it should be. That's what...
I don't want to peace out.
Yeah, you don't want to peace out of the life of the kid, and you don't want to peace out and then have a kid, you know what I mean? Out of this world, you know, like... Yeah.
So, out of wedlock.
Yeah, just, you gotta be there. You gotta man up, you know what I mean? That's, And so it's just, I don't know, it's just a part of, like, what we're just trying to bring to light is, saying, like, hey, we're coming against this. Coming against this kind of action. We're saying, like, this is wrong. Do not, men, older men, please don't continue to make this a trend. Any older men listening to this, which I don't think, based on our analytics, is too much.
I don't think they're going to listen to us. Half their age anyways.
Exactly. It's like, who are you to tell me I'm never twice your age?
We're a couple punks. And we like to talk shit about old men. So get fucked. I'm kidding.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We just don't want to see us developing as a phenomenon in our society and culture. We're taking it, we're stamping it out right now. Squashing that shit out.
The next trend, what already is evidently.
Amongst the upper echelon of pigs.
What?
Pigs. Self-righteous pigs.
Ooh, Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood elite, of course.
I picture De Niro being like the devil king.
I know, huh?
Like, he'll come down to day where he gets confronted by someone with the TV camera from this fucking horns grab his head.
So, that's awesome, dude.
And
turns into the devil.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna be the next one to have a kid at 80.
No, he did.
Who, De Niro?
Yeah, him and Al Pacino.
Oh, both of them already did.
You need to read your teleprompter. You need to remember what you're reading in your teleprompter, Riley.
It would help if it wasn't in Swahili.
Swahili teleprompters. Yeah, so. But really, I mean, this to me is like the byproduct of humanism.
Okay. Would humanism be the same as an agnostic?
Yeah, I would think that a lot of humanists probably are agnostics, yeah. But really, we're just trying to bring to light, this is humanism. You know, I feel, you know, like a byproduct of the humanism, like man trying to, you know, achieve to the ranks of, you know, being some kind of celebrity or somebody of, like, notable attention, like a CEO or
renowned.
Yeah, renowned, famous singer or musician or baseball player or something, professional athlete, you know, something. It's just like, once again, like, that is, you know, a form of humanism, I believe. You know, it's like a byproduct of humanism. It's man trying to, you know, go to the highest pinnacle of a profession or, it's like, whatever, you know, like doctor or, you know, I mean, it's just something of just great acclaim, I guess, you know. It's not to say that, like, people that are doctors is, like, bad. It's not to say that... a person who's an athlete isn't necessarily...
Don't be doctor, son. Doctors are bad. No, that's not what we're saying.
I'm just saying that anybody of just some great kind of, you know, acclaim, you know, or, you know, ability or something is a form of humanism. That's all I'm saying. It's because that's what humanism is. It's about man being liberated. That's why you see the images of humanism everywhere on all kinds of stuff. You know, you see the human with his arms reached to the sky. It's a symbol of humanism. It's actually a symbol of humanism.
Well, I actually don't see why humanism or humanistic nature couldn't be Christian.
Well, because I just
think that... It's kind of two different pathways, two different avenues that are parallel.
Well, because Christianity is all about just seeking the kingdom of heaven. Seeking forth the kingdom of heaven. Like, that's what that's all about. It's not about being acknowledged in some, like, renowned in some kind of field. You know, and gaining kind of the whole world at the same time. Yeah. Like, striving to be the best. It's just like, it's that striving to be the best kind of is really what humanism is. It's like, and you see it everywhere. It's like, you really don't even realize it. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, exactly. Just be the next Elon Musk, you know, or whatever, you know. It's just like, this is the motto of what people are trying to do out there. They're trying to accomplish, you know, like something, you know, great, you know, for their name, you know. And if they're not seeking first the kingdom of heaven. And it's just like, same thing as these actors and actresses, you know. It's like, these people are total humanists. These award ceremonies are humanist award ceremonies for these you know, movies and these movie award ceremonies, yeah. You know? Like, I mean, it's just the Oscars and all that crap. It's just, it's a humanist, like, glorification of man, you know, and some of his achievements. And it's like, it has nothing to do with God. God is never mentioned in there. There is no glory to God in any of this. It's glory to them. Because they're lovers of themselves. I don't know, you know.
Glory to the highest up.
Yeah, exactly. It's once again, it's that humanist mentality. Glory to the highest up. Oh, you won in this category. Oh, you won in this category, you know, like. You were the best. Congratulations. Now everybody fucking hates you behind your back. Talk shit, you know, like. You know, because everybody's now covetousness. Because those people who were, like, in the running that didn't get it are pissed off at you. Oh, man. See, their humanistic narcissism took a shot there. Ego took a shot. Damn it. Because everybody really wants to win. They want to be the best. And we're back. It's another episode. ANC. Anarchist Church of Christ presents. Sermon series. Been talking about Lamech last week in our sermon series. And now we're going to talk about his son. His name was Yabal. And it says that he was the one who taught men how to shepherd the flocks and stuff. And so basically what we're going to try to do is we're going to identify him, because we identify his father as Zeus, Jupiter, Brahma, Ahura Mazda, or Mazd, a lot of different names he was known by. We're going to look at his son here and combine it with the mythological accounts. And see if there's any validity to this. See if we've connected the dots. So, I started off with the god Hermes. Felt like this was the guy he was identified with in Greek. And here's a really provocative statement that I found here. This is in a book talking about gods and angels and stuff like that. It's listing a lot of different gods and what they're known for and stuff. And it says, in regards to the Hermes, the Agathos daemon, the bringer of good, angel standing by the side of Tyche. From this guy with the last name of Harrison, his Epologema to the Study of Greek Religion, pages 294. Hermes is the Psychopompus, god of the underworld, daemon of reincarnation. He is also the god of flocks and herds. He received his art of divination and golden wand from Apollo, his brother, who we're going to be talking about later, his winged sandals from Perseus. In Homer, it is Hermes who leads the ghost of slain suitors to Hades. He was given the name Trismegistus, thrice greatest intelligencer, because, so it is said, he was the first to tell man celestial knowledge, communicate intelligence of that kind of nature to them. So, I believe that this early descendant of Cain, Yabel, who's talked about in Genesis, first couple chapters, as a descendant of Cain, is identifiable with Hermes, this Greek god. Because what we're trying to say is that all these guys, this Lamech, his son Yabel, and his two other sons, are all really just religions and mythologies are paying homage to these guys, these prehistoric men before the flood, which I believe could have been giants.
Giant men?
Yeah, giants. Because it says there was giants in those days, in the times of Noah. And also after that there was, because David and Goliath.
Yeah.
Goliath was a giant too. With six fingers and six toes. But really what we're trying to establish here in this sermon series is that this historical family that supposedly existed, that were early descendants of Cain, started, or maybe they didn't start, maybe it evolved from their notoriety and evolved throughout the world, like celebrity status or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? They just naturally erected this religion. Or were they teaching? I don't believe they were, because it says Hermes was teaching. It says that he was given the name Trismegistus, thrice greatest intelligencer, because so it is said he was the first intelligence to communicate celestial knowledge to man. So he was teaching men celestial knowledge, which was, I believe, of the occult. It also says that he has a art of divination and a golden wand that was given to him by Apollo, his brother. So, I mean, to me, these guys were shepherding, teaching men the shepherds of the flocks, but they're also teaching men something else as well on the side, which was not of God. And I believe that this celestial knowledge that he was teaching men is what's called Hermetic philosophy. His name was Hermes, and Hermetic philosophy is what we're going to be showing, that all these other guys we're going to be talking about here in a second are going to be teaching the same thing. So, this is from the Encyclopedia on Classical Mythology, and it's talking about Hermes. It says he's a messenger of the gods and is identified with Mercury. So then what I did is like, okay, so in Greek, this guy was worshipped under the name of Hermes. In Rome, he was worshipped under the name of Mercury. So then I went into the classical mythology part of the encyclopedia and looked up Mercury. What does that have to say about him? It says, son of Jupiter. Just like we saw that Zeus was the father of Hermes. Zeus was identified with Jupiter from the last sermon series. So we're seeing the connections here. Boom, boom, boom. And also Mercury, son of Jupiter, and it says he was known as shepherds. Jupiter and Maya, messenger of the gods. What's very interesting, when we looked at that first account, when it talked about he was given the wand, the divination rod, which is the symbol of medicine. Medicine uses the caduceus of Mercury, the wand of Hermes, as a symbol of medicine. You know, like, I don't understand it. It's got two coiled serpents up around the base of a rod.
Staff. Isn't that the symbolism?
And then winged? Yeah, winged staff with two coiled serpents around it. And that is the occult wand that Hermes and Mercury used to cast spells and... But see, the Bible doesn't talk about that. It only says that he was known for shepherd the flocks. Yeah. It doesn't get too deep into his, just a little bit. So we could, just enough where we could connect the dots, I believe. Here's a great piece here. In regards to winged serpents, wing symbols. Yeah, you also see wing stuff, like winged feet. Have you ever seen winged feet symbols?
Yeah.
That's what Mercury had. He had winged feet as well, because it was like... I think this is the best one, though, right here. This is from the book, The Kabbalah. It's a really old book. And it talks about this other god, Nebo, the god of wisdom of ancient Mesopotamia and Babylonia. It says of him, Nebo was adored as the god of wisdom and prophecy by the Canaanites, Moabites, and Assyrians, and in Palestine in general. Bodin, or Buddha in China. Fo is the ancient Buddhist god of enlightenment and wisdom. His early worshippers, the aboriginal or Dravidian races of India, erected the great topes of Amravati and Sanchi in Hindustan to him. His especial day among the Buddhists and Brahmins was our Wednesday, which among the ancient Akkadians was the day of Nebo, and is to this day in India the day of Buddha. His name is Woden of the Scandinavians, from whom our name Wednesday comes from. He is the Thoth of the Egyptians, the Hermes of the Greeks, and the Mercury of the Romans, who named our Wednesday after him, and is the fourth day. That's from the book Kabbalah.
Wednesday is not the fourth day of the week.
Yeah, it is.
Because it is?
Yeah, because the week begins on Sunday, the day the pagans worship the sun. That's why it's called Sunday. And then you have Monday, which is Moon Day, when the pagans worship the moon. Our whole that calendar is pagan, and it's all... comes from the system of these guys, dude.
I believe, personally, from this guy right here that we're talking about, we've identified, according to this book, Kabbalah, he's identified as all these different characters in Mesopotamia, Babylonia. He's Buddha. Buddha is identified as this guy as well. We saw it. He's like, you know, Hermes of the Greeks, Mercury of the Romans, Thoth of the Egyptians. I mean, it's like he's identified with all these major deities in all these different places. You know, and that's just really what we're doing here is we're connecting the dots. This one even says here, this is a book on Hinduism. It says, that we may next advert, says Professor Wilson, to the strange theories which were gravely advanced by men of highest repute in Europe for erudition of Sadducee from the middle to the end of the last century respecting the origin and character of Buddha. Deeply interested by the accounts which were transmitted to Europe by the missionaries of Roma's church, penetrated to Tibet, Japan, and China, as well as by other travelers to those countries. The members of the French Academy especially set to work to establish coincidences, the most improbable, and identified Buddha with a variety of personages, imaginary or real, with whom no possible congruity existed. Thus it was attempted to show that Buddha was the same as the Thoth or Hermes of the Egyptians, the term of the Etruscans, that he was Mercury, Zoroaster, Pythagoras, the Woden or Odin of the Scandinavians, and Manes, the author of the Manichaean Gnostic heresy. So these people are all setting out to like establish something which there could be no way of these things correlating. You know, it's like they weren't even trying to do it. They just like happened to stumble across this. It's like these people are all worshiping the same thing when they penetrated all these different places here. You know, like they, like the French Academy, the missionaries of the Roman Church, they all went out and came to the same conclusion. You see, this is fact. This isn't like something that I'm making up. Okay, this is from a book on Hinduism, and I feel like that's a great account. Connecting the dots, and what does the dots ultimately connect back to? The early descendants of Cain, before the flood. This is interesting right here. This is in the Encircled Serpent book, a really old book, talking about Buddhism. With this symbol, we have compared the Triratna, here figured, the sacred emblem of Buddhism, which has been described as the three precious symbols of the faith. It is almost identical with the caduceus of Mercury, as will be seen on comparing the drawings, and it bore the same significance, being also a combination of the symbol of the sun, moon, and the phallus. So, Buddha, here's a picture of it. Here's Buddha's symbol. It's the same as the medicine symbol. See? Of Hermes and Mercury.
Well,
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So they're teaching the same religion. See what I'm saying? So, I feel like we've established pretty good here that, like, could it be safe to say that, like, these early descendants of Cain, before the flood, created a religion? You know, they created a religion, and that religion lived on after the flood, and was worshipped in all these different civilizations, and that all these different personages were all supporting the same the same thing, the same doctrine. And Jesus says, like, all those who came before me are robbers and thieves. He says them in the Gospels. He says that multiple times, I believe, that, like, all those who came before me are robbers and thieves. And I believe he's talking about these systems of worship. Do you think it's possible to conclude that, like,
I think it could be. I think there's a connection with all of this.
It's all entwined.
Yeah, and it's like really what this is this is like this hermetic philosophy, this teaching of Hermes or Yabel, whatever you want to call him, is a humanist like way of thinking.
And by humanist, you mean not of God, right?
Yeah, because there's no. And that's kind of like why we're coming out against, in our last episode about Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, is that, you know, these guys are, in my opinion, they're like representing people who are gaining the whole world and forfeiting their soul. And they're trying to promote this as like, this is what you want to do. This is how you want to. This is the kind of legacy you want to live. And we're like, no, this is a humanist, like, way of life, you know? And
it's how just, else is the beast supposed to get new followers?
He uses people like these guys, dude.
People who have influence.
Exactly.
Well, I'll use those motherfuckers.
Exactly, dude. And so it's like he's getting men, like, even older men that are trying to finish strong, they're like, oh, maybe I'll take for myself a 29-year-old or, and like impregnate her or something, yeah. You know? And like, yeah, it's just not good. And so this, I believe, this mentality and everything was all perpetrated by this guy right here that we're talking about. Like Buddha, Thoth, Hermes, Mercury, Zoroaster. I hate to say Yabel, like his historical character, like in history, like before the flood, Yabel, the Bible calls him. But after the flood, he was worshipped under these different names and the different civilizations, I believe, and what he taught, and his shepherding of the flocks, and his teaching men the celestial knowledge and stuff, and hermetic philosophy that you're in charge of your own salvation, you know? Jesus doesn't save you. And this is why we have to come against it in the sermon series. And so that's what we're trying to do. Here's another from the Encircled Serpent talking about Buddha. It says, we may find him as Buddha in India, as Zoroaster in Persia, Thoth in Phoenicia, Hermes or Cadmus in Greece, and Odin in Scandinavia. Many more instances will occur to the student. This demigod was as clearly recognized in the New World as in the Old, especially by the more advanced nations. Among the Aztecs, he bore the name Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent, and was regarded with the highest veneration as an incarnation of the serpent's son, Tonacacatl, and, as is indicated by his name, the feathered serpent was his recognized symbol. The principal temple in Chichen Itza was also erected to the honor of this deity. It stands upon the summit of a pyramid 85 feet high, which is built in 9 terraces with stairways on 4 sides. The front stairway was balustrades, which are so formed as to represent a huge feathered serpent, symbolical of the Maya god Kukulkan, the founder and guardian of the city, and according to most authorities, identical with Quetzalcoatl, who was his Aztec equivalent. So we see the same religion, the same pagan system of worship perpetrated even all the way into the Americas, dude, with Quetzalcoatl and Kukulkan. And may I say, the word Kukulkan is very like a play on words on Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, it is.
It kind of is. And it's like, is the Ku Klux Klan paying homage to Kukulkan?
Who knows, man? It should be, though.
Once again, like, we're talking about Mercury. Like, how his name in ancient Rome was Mercury. We have Mercury Cars. Is Mercury Cars trying to pay homage to this pagan god?
Uh-huh. Who knows?
Because we've already seen that, like, Lamech, his father, was identified with Ahura Mazda in Persia. And what do we have? Mazda cars.
Well, yeah. So my sister drives one.
Yeah. I drive a Mazda Miata. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, once again, the system is paying homage to these guys as well, still to this day. The Beast definitely is paying homage to it, I believe. And so we're trying to establish, like, hey, there's, like, all these correlations here with these guys, you know? Like, and I think that it's, like, safe to say that you know, there is a connection with all of this. And this is, like, it's, like, evil, dude. You know, we're talking about Quetzalcoatl, too. And what's very interesting in Quetzalcoatl is that in Mormonism, we talk about Jesus, like, basically appearing to these people, I believe. And they, like, identified him as Quetzalcoatl. So is that trying to say that Mormonism is, like, connected with this? I don't know. But Mormonism says that, like, the appearance of Quetzalcoatl to these people, because these people also believe that that Quetzalcoatl appeared to them. And Mormonism teaches that Jesus appeared to these same kind of people at the same point in time. So it's like, is Jesus Quetzalcoatl? And not like Jesus being Quetzalcoatl, but like, is Mormonism connected to all of this as well? Oh, that's kind of interesting thought. Is there a connection, you know, to Mormonism and this evil religion, you know, of Yabel and Lamech? And we're back. It's another episode. A late night tip bag post coverage for your enjoyment pleasures.
We're bags of tits.
We got some tit bag drama action we like to talk about here. It appears that the media is trying to fuck with us again with Joe Biden. And apparently there's an accuser, a very fat woman.
Very fat.
Who is claiming sexual assault of some kind by Joe Biden.
She's like, he didn't assault me enough.
She said that?
I'm too fat.
Well, at any rate, it's definitely showing the lack of standards that Joe Biden has for women. At least.
Grandpa Biden.
I mean, like we're saying, if he wasn't in president, what else would he be doing? He'd be downstairs watching gay Chinese black porn with Hunter. But we digress.
Or he could be going out from knee cancer.
Or he could be chasing a fat broad with a celebrity's name, Tara Reid. Which is apparently what happened. See, he was probably in the impression that he was going to be hooking up with Tara Reid, the actress.
He's kind of lost his mind there for a little bit.
It was a brief lapse, yes.
Went after this Tara Reid.
Yeah, he definitely, like, it's probably Hunter. He's like, hey, Dad, I gotta hook up with Tara Reid for you. He's like, oh, yeah, I really like that actress.
Tara Reid is not bad.
But this Tara Reid, not so much. Yeah. Low standards on that, but at any rate.
At least really low.
But it wasn't any worse than Donald Trump's brief lapse of indiscretion.
Horse face.
No, and then there was a new one, like a new lady that came.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was a double whammy for the Donald.
What did you do now?
Well, it was like some kind of staffer or something, or somebody on the campaign trail that got a little too friendly with, or something. But yeah, so now Joe Biden is under attack with this Tara Reid, so it's just like, I think that both of these need to be addressed in...
You see, I like that. I know Trump's gonna go back in office, but I like that he has normal guy problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just think that this needs to be brought up in both of the,
got caught fucking horse face.
They need to be bringing this stuff up. They need to be, like, at the election, you know, the standoffs that they have, you might say. It's like whatever you want to call that they're doing the debates or whatever, the standoff debates. They need to be bringing these questions into the realm. It's just, they need to be asking Joe Biden, like, so Joe, were you aware that, or did you think that you were going to be hooking up with Tara Reid, the actor? Was this something that Hunter, like, did you dirty on?
He said, I'm not aware. I'm not aware of anything anymore.
Hunter's a good kid. He's a good kid.
If I was aware, I would notice.
Yeah, so this needs to be addressed, and obviously, like, Donald Trump needs to be hit up on Stormy Daniels and this new chick that came out. Need to grill him on it.
These are such small issues for a guy who wants to be president.
What's that?
These are such small issues for a guy that wants to be president.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, people, no one really paid attention when there was
an issue before.
Him and a horse face.
Yeah, like way back when, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just kind of like brushed under the table, and then it's just, then they brought it back out for whatever reason. They needed something to kind of like hash out for a little bit. You know, they needed a little
warm up to the Terry.
Yeah, it's funny how they're both. It's a definitely a hot button issue for people seeking presidency. They want to expose these indiscretions.
Well, apparently they want to expose themselves.
Yeah, like I'm sure there was some exposure. Yep, some definite exposure. But my question is, what is arranging these occurrences? Who's arranging these encounters?
I wonder if she has horse gums.
Horse gummers? She gives horse gummers? Takes her fake white teeth out and those horse gummers?
She is gonna be a mess one day.
I think she's already half there.
All your teeth are gonna fall out. You're gonna be old and fucking shitty looking. And then, Horseface doesn't have a bright looking future.
No, I wouldn't think so. Falling apart like that.
Unless you stick around with Trump.
Next thing you know, like, Trump divorces Melania and, like, marries Horseface.
We just like us to have a leader with the fucking
porn star
girlfriend.
Yeah, huh? He's like right in line with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
He's like Robert, or no, Al Pacino for vice president. There's a bunch of man whores in president. You better watch out, though, because I'm here to tell you right now, Donaldo Gomez is, he's creeping on the come up right now. He's about ready to get his comeuppance. He's about ready to shock the Donald and Biden. Those borders are open. He's crossing, man, right now.
I just think it's nuts how Hunter Biden can go around the world and say, hey, my dad, Joe Biden, give me money.
And they just give it to him?
Yeah.
Well, it seems to be kind of like what's happening, particularly in old Chinatown.
What Chinatown?
Most guys are getting the deals in China. Getting the money from China. Laundering the money in from China. But they're more interested in bringing to light his father and Tara Reid.
It almost seems like crime is legal now.
Yeah, I kind of think that it is to some degree, yeah. For certain people, yeah, they can get away with that kind of stuff. But certain stuff they can't, like, I mean, to me this is just goofy, dude. It's just like they bring in this woman whose name's Tara Reid, and now they're like exposing this. And I'm like, if you didn't see the picture, like, of the woman, you'd think that, like, it'd be Tara Reid, like, the actress. You'd be like, what the heck? Like, Joe Biden is, like, had an affair with Tara Reid? And then he's... It's just a total mind... They're just totally mind-fucking with people, dude. It's a joke, dude.
She's just a moose.
Just a big old fucking moose living in Siberia, Russia. I mean, I don't know. I just... Then you need to have the full picture here, you know? It's... Oh, man. It's like, I wonder what the next thing is going to be that they're going to have to bring to light that's negative about these people.
What,
makes you wonder.
What do they have there? Like, where are they going to go after Horseface?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's just the thing. I'm like, what?
Now what?
I mean, they're going to the degree of making it look like he's having an affair with an actress, but it's not. It's just like that was kind of an interesting maneuver on that one. I just have to say, she's just
a fat chick from Milwaukee.
Living in Russia now because she's like all afraid of like the attention here in the United States or something. She's gotta move to Russia.
Well, they're all skinny.
Yeah, she's definitely gonna stick out there. Yeah, so that's. Seems like they're just really scraping the bottom of the barrel on these stories. It's just like they totally knew that, like, bringing a Tara Reid into the mix is just gonna totally like, what the hell, dude? This, and they just like had to like mention the name too. Like, they just get said, like, a woman like accuses like
Joe Biden of like sexual assault, but no, they had to like list the whole name and everything. Like,
of course they give her a famous person's name, so you're like, what?
Yeah, it's more of an...
What did you do, dude?
It's just like, is this Tara Reid? She seriously like got all fat and like grew her hair out dark brown or something?
She's fat.
She just got all fat right now and like, and now she moved from the United States. It's like, what is this? It's a total just gotcha on that one, dude. That was a... Yep. This is just crazy, though, dude. I mean, seriously. It's reality. I just have to say.
Is it?
Fucking crazy place, dude.
But at least we came to the conclusion that people seem to like the longer episodes more. That is...
Well, I think it's really cool that we can squeeze 3 episodes into one kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to give people a couple different bangs for their buck, so to speak. You know, a couple different options. We got like a religious kind of thing going on, then we have like a news, mainstream kind of news episode, then we have kind of like a fucking around having fun kind of episode.
Yeah.
So it gives people maybe that's what people want. Maybe it proves that people are listening throughout the whole episode as opposed to just listening to it for a certain amount of time and then...
Yeah, well, I think it only gets recorded as a play if they listen for longer than a minute.
Hmm. Okay. See, I don't really know what this criteria is, but all I'm saying is that it seems like people are listening to full episodes because...
Going down the line.
Yeah, because, well, they want... We're getting plays on long episodes, you know what I mean, that are lasting, you know, for over an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, that because of that it leads me to believe that people are listening to it the whole way, like all 3 episodes in one, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I could be wrong, but just trying to figure this out.
What,
figure out what the people want.
What are we doing about subscriptions?
Well, we couldn't figure it out. Remember, because we need to type in the email and password and stuff, you didn't know what that was. So we couldn't access it.